Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. We started off with two Gemini energy rappers. Now let's switch it to the other side of Mercury. Even though he's not in my top five, many people may put this guy in their top five. Nas. Nas is a Virgo. Virgo is a different expression of Mercury. Virgo is I analyze. And Virgo is the server, as in try to help people. Nas really tries to relate to people because he has three planets in Libra. So he likes to keep things cool and balanced, but his Aries moon allows him to fight for the people he's in relationships with. His Mars is in Taurus, again, values and security. If you think about Nas's raps and what he raps about how Blacks as a community should come together and work together, Libra. You can tell from his raps, he has read and analyzed the things he is saying. He just doesn't say anything. And when he does say something, he really trying to help people out with the things he's saying, which would point to his Virgo. The last thing I find interesting about Nas is he has Saturn in Cancer. Cancer is feelings and emotions, and Saturn is kind of, think of a blocker, you know, like a stop sign. Although Nas is a great lyricist and has much respect in the rap game, Nas never really had a chart-topping hit. Why? In my opinion, even though he's given us valuable information, one of his downfalls is his music kind of lacks feeling. Cancer. What's your thoughts about Nas, Deuce?
So Nas is number two on my top five list of MCs. Like, I put a high value on substance in your rhymes. And other than Pop, there's nobody who has more substance in their rhymes. A lot of people can ride a beat, you know what I mean? And say some things, you know, that sound good on a beat, makes you want to dance. The thing about Nas is he packs so much substance into what he says, I mean, into his songs, without sounding preachy. He seems like a down-to-earth brother, you know, that you really could be one of your homeboys.
Who speaks to his Virgo. Go ahead.
And he can get away with kind of trying to give you this information or trying to rally you against the powers that be without sounding preachy or without, you know, sounding like goofy, you know what I mean? He was, and the way that he says his rhymes, his voice, and his presence on the microphone is really, you know, one of the best. Like, if you like I say, Pac is my number one rapper, my number one MC. But if you were creating like the perfect MC, he would probably have Nas's voice and Nas's flow. You know what I mean? Like, Pac wasn't the prototypical MC as like a battle rapper or, you know, somebody that you feel is like a super dope lyricist, whereas Nas was. And he did that from his very first CD to his last CD.
I mean, I do have respect for Nas. You know, he's just not in my top five.
I agree with you as far as like his beat selection wasn't always the beats that made you want to dance or the songs that made you want to drive fast or bob your head or you were jamming to, but his lyrical content, his voice, and his delivery was always on point.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes he put it over the wrong beats.
Yeah, and if you think
of something that always kind of confused me is that, have you ever listened to what was that CD with him and Foxy Brown and Dre? The Firm. Have you ever listened to the Firm CD?
I only heard like one or two songs.
I mean, to me, the Firm was real tight.
But didn't Dre say everybody?
For everybody else,
look, didn't Dr. Dre in the song say, "You say I made the Firm flop"?
Yeah, he said it was a Firm fiasco, and I'm like, that's what I don't understand. Like, with him, Foxy Brown, and Dre, they had
AZ
on there. He cool.
Huh? I say an AZ.
AZ, yeah, they had AZ on there. He cool and all. But just with them two, Foxy Brown and Nas, that was a cold-ass CD. They had the beats was tight, the rhymes was tight. I think the reason that they say that is more political, you know what I mean? Like, Dre from the West Coast, and I mean, that came out like right on the heels of the East Coast, West Coast beat. You know what I'm saying? And I think people was just hating on him because it was Dre, you know what I'm saying? And Nas, and people was trying to force everybody to pick a side, but it was good music to me, and that's what matters to me. I don't care where you're from. You could be from Haiti.
Any last words on Nas before I move on to my next one?
Got much respect for Nas. He was one of my favorite rappers. That's all I got left to say about
him. All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.